Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And they know that that's what Helene has always been, and that's what I'll be as your mayor.
Being this former CFO, being a tax collector in my former life, and really understanding the financing of government, which can be difficult for some, I look at the city's budget, and I'm just very curious because there are a lot of things that need to be financed in the general fund. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that we may not be appropriately sized, that we may be drawing too many dollars from our sources of revenue. And half the budget is federal and state grants.
Yeah.
And you know, being subsidized by someone else. People got a little angry with me when I said we have a can-shaking mentality in the city of New Orleans, that our whole livelihood is dependent upon what we're going to get from other people as opposed to how we spend and utilize the dollars in our tax base. So first question, do you think city government is right-sized?
Do I think it's right-sized? No, I actually think that we have a lot of bloat in city government. And what do I mean by that? I certainly think that we are outsourcing a lot of work we don't need to outsource, and that's actually costing us a lot more. We also do so many, kind of unnecessary types of consulting work. Like, for example, there's a $2 million study right now to determine whether or not to bring a grocery store to New Orleans East.
What?
Yes. So, I mean, and then not to mention, you know, there are also—
I mean, is that controversial in the East?
Well, here's the deal. I really think that a way that you figure that out is you call different real estate brokers and you call the different grocers and you say, what does it take to bring a grocery store here? So I was able to do that and figure out the process to get that done and do it for free. So the other piece, too, is that, you know, you also have studies that we have done and that are really good concrete studies. Like we did this big green easy plan to figure out the best approach for Nord, and none of the things in that plan were implemented. And so even the things that are actually right and rightly done by consultants, we're not even actually moving forward with the work that needs to happen. But your question is really about right-sizing. And what I see is there's actually a lot of bloat at the top. And so there are leadership positions, appointed leadership positions, that I don't think are necessary. And there are some who are also being paid a lot of money. And what I would like to do is, you know, figure out a path to actually have the right people in place and not so many high-paid leadership spots that aren't necessarily providing the necessary benefit to the people of the city. The other piece, too, is that we have to align the people's priorities with what's happening at City Hall. And what I believe the people's priorities are obviously DPW, making sure that you have a real street maintenance program. We outsource so much of that, Newell. If we actually did what Jefferson Parish did, where you have, about 100 people working within DPW on constant street maintenance. That's actually going to save you than trying to contract a lot of that work out. Revamping safety and permits, making sure that you have a workable safety and permits department. Really ensuring that you have a robust economic development department. And then there's a lot of other stuff that's happening within City Hall that maybe doesn't need the level of budget that it's currently getting. And so, look, if you know, things go well for us and we're able to get our supporters to understand that on Saturday, no one can sit this out. If you really want change, if you really want a new direction for our city, you can't afford to sit it out on Saturday. And if our support comes out and we're lucky enough to be victorious on Saturday, I look forward to start working with this city council right now to start setting up the right budget that I would need as mayor and the right reorganization so that we can start moving in the right direction now and not have to wait for different budget adjustments right after I get in, which can be a little bit more tricky and complicated.
What's your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, as it relates to the status of the budget today? I mean, I just find it incredulous that we can't figure out the amount of a deficit that we're running.
Yeah, we hear $65 million, $100 million, $150 million deficit in the budget.
And remember, you'll have this, imagine being on the city council and you have a table in front of you with different people from the same administration giving you different numbers, which is the reason why I decided to bring in Mike Wagesback, who's the state legislative auditor. And so I called.
And you've been criticized for that.
I
went on air and said it's a brilliant move because if none of these folks can figure it out, we need an independent third party to come in who's a state actor.
Right.
And he has that responsibility to come in and take a look-see.
And not to mention it's also free.
It's free.
And it's free. And so, look.
By the way, that's
how I feel also. But remember, Newell, we're also at a point right now where I'm being criticized for everything. You know, I'm probably getting criticized with what I'll order for lunch today. Okay, that's the point in the
what
election
are you
where we are.
For lunch?
I haven't even decided, but whatever I decide, I'm sure someone will tell me that it's wrong.
Well, as the front runner, that's what you get.
Exactly. No, but so I called Mike Wagesback and I was like, look, you know, this is what we're hearing from the CFO. Here's what we're hearing from the CAO. Can you help us figure out what's really happening? And he's like, you know what, Elena? Absolutely. I'll bring my whole team down there. And that's when I filed the resolution. All members of the city council co-authored it with me. The legislative auditor has been here with his team. They've been in the finance department. They've been with the CAO. They're trying to get a handle on what's happening with this current year budget, but also taking a look to see what potentially we could be looking at for next year as well, because from what I remember from the REC presentation for next year's budget projections, they said we're like $20 million short. But the other piece too, as we work to really kind of right size the budget, I've been talking to Chief Kirkpatrick a lot about police overtime. And she is working on, and I don't want to, you know, explain her plan. She can explain it for herself, but she is working on some things now that she thinks will be able to get a better handle on overtime and allow for the city council to have better projections moving forward as well. Because that seems to be one of the reasons that kind of busted things.
I can tell you, as sheriff, every chief's meeting, every staff meeting, which occurred twice a month, that was the topic of conversation, was managing overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if you let overtime run amok, you never get it back.
Sure.
You know, and you got to keep your finger on the pulse of overtime all the time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.